Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
would you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him?
Yeah. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw. He looked beyond.
Hallelujah. Bring Jesus rain. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praises and thanksgiving and adoration, O God, to your name. Father God, you are worthy, O God, of every praise, every glory, every honor, O God. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, that you send your angels to keep watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is ours, O God, in the name that is yours, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your breath that you have given us, O God. We do not take these things for granted, O God. Lord, without your breath, where would we be? So, Father, we thank you. We bless you, O God. You breathed into us and made us living souls. We thank you, O God. We give you glory. We thank you, God, for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord, for healing and delivering us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for taking us through the storms of life, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you that we have a God that is faithful, that never fails. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. Lord, this morning we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us. We repent, O God. We repent, O God. Forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. This morning, rain down your mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, as spouses, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, rain down your mercy upon our grandchildren, O God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy upon our great-grands, O God. In the name of Jesus, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our parents, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, teach us to walk in the ways of Almighty God and to do what is right in the sight of God. Lead us and direct us into all truth. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this service. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in this service, Spirit of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. O Father God, our thoughts, we surrender to you. Everything that we are, we surrender to you. Have your way. Unto Jesus, I surrender. Lord, you are the glory and you are the lifter of our heads. Father, no weapon that is fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned in judgment. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a shield around us. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us. We thank you, Lord, for sending your angels to be with us 24/7 in the name of Jesus, your holy angels. We thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight, O God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for provision that you always provide. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. Thank you for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you should not perish but have eternal life. Lord, we thank you for eternal life. We thank you that we believe in your word. We believe in your promises, O God. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to impart wisdom, O God. Wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare breakthrough, O God, for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural breakthroughs in every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we are your disciples and your fruit remain. We thank you for the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Father God, being exemplified in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that others may look at us and see the love of Christ, that you are love. So, Lord, teach us to love as you love, to forgive as you forgive, O God. Teach us how to forgive ourselves when we fall short, O God. Even after you've forgiven us, help us not to hold on to those things, to let go and let God. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for provision. Oh, Father God, you said on the mount it will be provided in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We surrender all our weaknesses to you, Lord. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Oh, Father God, we celebrate you. We love you, oh Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength. You are my redeemer. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. As I bring your word forth this morning, O God, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O God, and none of me. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was healing and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was on the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are not a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is where can I get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I wouldn't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. We talk about it, our newest gift of God. And every time I want to go further, the Lord will say, "Stop." You know, there are times in our lives the Bible tells us that we will entertain angels and we will not even know that you entertain angels. Hallelujah. And the angels, we know they're supernatural servants of Almighty God. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know that angels do form of someone human, in the human form, not always supernatural. Why am I saying that? Because when you carry the Spirit and walk in the fullness of God's Spirit, hallelujah, your mind and everything that you do is perfected in Christ as a Christian, as a child of God. Hallelujah. Your outward appearance might not look as everybody wants it to look. You may not have your apostolic garment on physical. You may not have your prophetic garment on. You may not have your priesthood. You may not have none of those things on. You might just be a member of a church. Or you do not know. And then there are times we reject exactly who God has sent to us. Because we want them to look a certain way, do a certain thing, walk a certain way. Because we are gifts. The Bible tells us we are gifts to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. As long as you are Christian and you're walking in the ways of God, you are a gift to the body of Christ. And this gift might not be wrapped up in the packages that you want the gift to be wrapped up in. It might look like it's not a gift. And many times we push those gifts aside. And we look for the gift that dressed in regalia and look a certain way. We as humans, whether we are Caucasians or whether we are African Americans, we have a tendency to judge the book by its cover and not judge it by what is in the book, the contents. So we have the tendency to dismiss people so fast in our lives. And God will send someone and we dismiss them. We take them for granted because we do not believe this person does not have to do anything to you, but you just don't believe this is the person that God has sent. Sometimes these people are sent to us to take us to our next level of our divine purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. But we overlook the gifts of God. Hallelujah. Why? We have to take a look at the heart, our heart. Because when we take a look at our heart, we see these things that hindering the plans of God for our lives. Some of the things in our hearts have become stone. We have become so set in our ways. And we do not receive. There was a time I was reading a scripture. And as I read the scripture, Jesus had invited, Jesus was giving a parable that he invited people to a feast. And I'm going to find that scripture. And as he invited some people, some people was busy. So and others were, you know, going about their own thing. They didn't want to go. And then Jesus said, well, go and call anyone you can see to come to the feast. Gather all to the banquet. Hallelujah. It is actually of Luke chapter 15 when you have time, reread it. I'm connecting with this thing. The parable of a wedding feast, the great banquet. Luke 14:15-24. Hallelujah. When one of those at the table with him heard this, blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of God. So Jesus said, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who have been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have bought a field and I must go and see to it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I got married, so I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you order has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come into them. My house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. You see, and this is what is happening. Do not know the gift of God. You do not recognize the gift of God. God has sent his servant to you. Oh, come, there's a banquet. No, you're busy. You got this to do. You have that to do. You overlook these things. And let me tell you this, my brothers and sisters, especially people, if I am ministry, you are missing so much. Because you want things to look a certain way and be a certain way. And therefore, you've been in the ministry, some of you, for 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, well, not 20 years, because it just will be 12 years old. And you miss so much. You miss so much because it's supposed to be the way you have tailored it in your mind, in your thoughts. So you do not recognize gifts. You do not recognize gifts God will send your way. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? No, you don't. Hallelujah. And so instead of you recognizing the gift, you go all over and you collect. I'm not saying those gifts that you go all over are wrong. But sometimes your destiny, God will not keep you in a place that He's not trying to catapult you to the next level. If God is the one that's doing the inviting, God is the one that is sending his servant out to go and say, come, give them water. Give them my living word, my living water. Even as a pastor, a pastor, a prophet, as a minister, even when we get weary, God still wakes us up to come and bring his word. Even when we sick, God wakes us up, strengthen us to come and bring his word. Even when we want to have time off, God wakes us up and says, go and release my word to your children. That is the living water that comes from Almighty God. But instead of that, you are looking at the outside instead of looking at what comes on the inside. Hallelujah. And what I'm saying to you, those who are part of this ministry, you have missed so much. And every time God comes back again, you miss. Oh, you miss because you're not looking. The way you look, you don't have discernment. Why will God be consistent and insistent and begin and keep sending and keep sending? Why will God not let his servants rest and say, no, I want you to continue and continue? You see, God is patient. God is kind. Hallelujah. But we do not receive the gift from God. Hallelujah. We prefer to dismiss it, consider it consistency is so important. You look at what is in that vessel that God is sending, that God has sent, but you refuse to receive what God is giving to you. If thou knewest, out of our bellies shall flow what? Rivers of living water. But many times we like the water that is not alive, because that water that is not alive is in a beautiful container, and that's what we want. And I'm speaking to those who are part of this ministry. You're missing so much because of your mindset. You're missing a lot because of your mindset. There's no way that the radio will have almost 4,000 or plus episodes. You know how I know you're not receiving, because I can tell you're not yearning and thirsting after his righteousness. You want to remain stagnant. If something is stagnant, it cannot produce. I don't see that yearning and that thirsting to go upwards, but just to stay on that level when God got so much in store for you. You see, that's why I told you, be careful. Do not miss out the blessings that God has. Sometimes we are invited to A, B, C. God said, go this place or do this thing. We might, where am I going there for? I don't like this. I don't like that. But God might have someone in that particular place that we're going. It doesn't have to be the leader, but someone within that will catapult you to the next level of your divine purpose and destiny. You are missing out on God. It's like he's, but you have turned your hearts, turned your minds. You have listened to your thoughts and listened to what others say. But God is so faithful. He still wakes us up every morning. Even when we're tired, he strengthens us. Even when we're sick, he heals us. Why? Because he loves you. It's his desire to see you walk in his fullness. When you reject a woman, a man of God, many of you I reject Apostle Marco, I reject this person, I reject that. You're not rejecting me per se. You are rejecting the Spirit of God that is within me, because I'm just a human vessel that God is using to bring his word. So you got to learn to differentiate the flesh from the Spirit. So I am ministry. One day the door will close. I don't know when. I don't know. I might say this year, next year, year after. Only God knows the time and the hour. But others, those who have never labored in this vineyard, will be the partakers because they appreciate. Also, no. You can know when people appreciate you. It's not about giving you money and this. You can tell, you can know when God has given you and people appreciate. It's not appreciating Apostle, but appreciating the Lord, the Spirit of God that is in the person you can know. It's easier to tell when people, it's simple. You know when people like you and you know when people don't like you. It's easy. But many times we are rejecting the Spirit of God within that person. That's why we got to be careful. If thou knowest the gift of God, if thou, Jesus, if thou knowest the gift of God, morning, it is not about me. It is about you, Jesus Christ, in me, a hope of glory. I pray, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, especially those who are part of this ministry, Lord, they will recognize, hallelujah, your Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that when they drink from this well, from your well, hallelujah, they will never be thirsty. I pray, Lord, that they will desire to grow more in you, Christ Jesus. Father God, and I think it's not about tithes and offerings and gifts. It is about the desire to know you more. It is the desire to appreciate you more, oh God. It's all about you. And Father, even in our walk with God, as pastors, as apostles, as prophets, as reverend, oh God, keep our eyes open to always recognize when God sends his gift to take us to the next level in him. Help us not to walk by sight, but by faith. So this morning, I release each and everyone into the hands of Almighty God. Perfect all that concerns our lives. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. And Lord, this morning I pray for Apostle Cynthia. Oh God, we thank you for her new home in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine elevation in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you were with her up in, through the ups and downs, but you put all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we thank you and we bless you, Lord. We ask you to bless her womb. Bless the work of her hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take her from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to enlarge her territory. Continue to touch her, take her higher and higher. Bless her womb. Let the angels be around her womb 24/7. I release the blood of Jesus, oh God, into the womb. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Weeping may endure in the night, but thank you, Lord, that it is her morning time. And for those that have been through things, we thank you that it is their morning. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this morning. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, Uriyama Santiriako. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And it's not only me, but I hope as you walk in life, through your lifetime, you will recognize and have discernment when God sends gifts to you. Even today, do not expect gifts in beautiful packages. Mm-mm. It's about the heart. God bless you.